True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're live on X. It is hour number two of Bet Sweats on a Wednesday. We'll be talking plenty of football in the next hour or so, and then we'll get onto the baseball side of things at 11 o'clock Eastern with Eric Kratz from Foul Territory, Joe O, Sammy P, getting ready to power rank our top three week one overreactions. Joe, they always sort of flow in from every direction. We get so many different things that happen in week one, and the variety and I guess the versatility of said opinions are pretty crazy, but so many people put so much stock into one NFL result. And I'm sure you've heard some crazy things. I've got my list. They wanted three. I could have maybe done seven because people lose their minds, good or bad, after just one 60-minute game.
Yep, no doubt about it. Make sure you're watching us on XBet_Sweats this hour. We do power rankings every Wednesday. Sorry, a moment tardy there. So Tucker had surgery last week, as I talked about on the show. He's got his stomach's cut open. He's got staples there, so he's got to wear like this suit so he can't get to it. Anyways, he's on an extremely bland diet, like not what he normally eats. And I just went up there and the garbage can is completely destroyed, and he ate a whole loaf of bread off the counter.
I'm going to say this in the nicest way I possibly can. Tucker might be one of the dumbest dogs I've ever heard of. I mean, just might be very dumb dog at the end of the day.
Yeah, and typically golden retrievers are smart. But, I mean, is he? Nobody's around. Let's go to the counter. Let's see what's up. Kids are off at school. Dad's in the basement working for a couple hours. They just started a segment, I heard. All right, I got 15 minutes. Let's go. Let's go to town. Dumb or smart? I don't know. I say dumb. You say dumb. Let's make a number on it.
I haven't eaten out of the garbage in a long, long time. It's been a long time. So Tucker decided, let me knock the garbage over and ruffle through and see if there's any goodies in here. Is that what he just did?
What he does is he shreds paper plates and stuff like that. I don't think he ate food out of there, but he ate food off the counter, a lot of it. So when I text that to my wife, she's going to freak out. Well, she's working in Scotland, apparently. I don't know, whatever the hell she's doing. Anyway, so that's why I was a moment tardy. So my apologies. All right, let's get to our power rankings. Like you, I had a tough time whittling it down to three. A lot of times, like, the three's pretty obvious if we're doing a list of three. But, yeah, there were, like, I'd say three or four that I had to cut out. I'm like, I want to talk about this, but I don't want to put this on my list. So maybe we can get to the leftovers. What about you, power rankings? Starting with number three, working your way up, biggest overreactions after 1 week of NFL action.
Power ranking, by the way, my favorite stories. Number one would be when he knocked over the entire sheet pan of lasagna and ate the whole thing. That would be number one. That one's my favorite. As for week one reactions, overreactions, if you will, in the NFL, number three is involving J.J. McCarthy. And I think there are many people that are going to have J.J. McCarthy derangement syndrome all season long. It is what it is. But I heard yesterday, all day, that J.J. McCarthy is overrated. And I don't understand why that's a thing. People want to look at his box score and his stats, and he only threw for so many yards, and he was very bad in the first half and all that, and that's fine. I never said J.J. McCarthy was great, but I did happen to retweet Thor. Thor put up a video of McCarthy's fourth quarter. And if you watch that spliced and well-packaged two-minute video of McCarthy in the fourth quarter, you should be impressed. It doesn't mean he's great. It doesn't mean he's an MVP. It doesn't mean he's a Hall of Famer. But if you can't respect what he did in that fourth quarter, I don't know what to tell you. And I was going at it on Twitter. I don't go at it like I used to anymore. And somebody says to me, well, Caleb had more passing yards, didn't turn the ball over. You're ripping him. Well, Caleb's been in the league for a whole year. How is that a fair fight? Now we're comparing Caleb Williams' box score to J.J. McCarthy's box score. J.J. McCarthy was playing in his first NFL game on the road against a division rival, down 11 points in the fourth quarter, and comes out with the win. How are you saying that he's overrated? And I got, you know, texts, direct messages. Oh, yeah, you bit the cheese. You bit the bait. McCarthy stinks. How are we rushing to that after one game? A game in which, oh, by the way, he was the first quarterback since Steve Young in 1985 to lead a rookie comeback like that. Why do we have to do this? It's going to be a work in progress. And I've never said that J.J. McCarthy is a great quarterback. What I have said all summer is that he's a winner. And what did he do on Monday? He won. He was better than Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter. And that's all it has to be. I didn't say Caleb Williams was a bust. I didn't say that J.J. McCarthy was better than Caleb Williams. But I think it's very silly to look at a rookie quarterback who did what he did in the fourth quarter and get his team over the top when most rookies would have probably crumbled and say that he's overrated. I don't get it. Number two, Dolphins are cooked. Heard that a ton. And while there may be a lot of truth to that, I'm not a big believer in the Dolphins. I don't have a single dollar on their win total over. I didn't bet them to make the playoffs. I didn't bet anything positive about the Dolphins heading into the season. But because they lost to Daniel Jones and the Colts, now the season's over. And now the Dolphins are cooked and everything's going to fall apart. And I would just be very careful with that. Because as I told you yesterday, I did bet Miami -1 in week two, their Sunday game against the Patriots, because I don't think the Patriots are a good football team. The Dolphins have talent. The Dolphins are sort of dysfunctional, though. But that doesn't mean that you can just write them off. There's a lot of things working against New England in this game in week number two. A lot. You know, I don't like what I've seen from Drake May. Again, small sample size. It's a season and one game, but I'm not a fan. I'm just not. And I think their offensive line has a lot of holes. So could Miami win this game? Of course. But you're seeing a lot of this. A lot of, oh, you can't bet Miami. Miami season's over. It's not. And if you want to take Drake May going on the road to South Beach where the humidity becomes a problem, they still have some issues on defense. They've got some injuries piling up already. I don't think you're going to see Christian Gonzalez again at corner. So people are looking at Miami and saying that team is cooked and it's all over and it's all going to come crumbling down. Maybe, but they could very easily win in week number two. So that's my second overreaction. Number one, we've already talked about this. The Green Bay Packers have an elite defense now. Maybe. But the more I hear about the elite defense and they're a top three team in the league and they're a Super Bowl champion and Micah Parsons was the missing puzzle piece, maybe. Maybe. But I told you yesterday, Jake and I are watching ESPN during a break, and Stephen A. Smith has the Green Bay Packers as the third best team in football. And then my partner at, not my partner, my teammate at Fox, I love saying this, my teammate, like he's my teammate, Tom Brady, has the Packers as his third best team in football. And I just know better, man. All of a sudden, the Packers are better than the Ravens, and the Packers are better than the Chiefs, and the Packers are better than the Lions because they beat the Lions in one game. I just know better. And Green Bay could very well be the team to beat down the stretch. But I'd like to see, Joe, I'd like to see more than one game, more than one Sunday to anoint them as an elite defense in this league. That's all I'm asking. Let's just have a little bit of patience here.
What is a fair spot? Because I think we both agree that if you're saying top three, you're going too far. Is top five too high?
No, I have them fifth right now from a power rating standpoint. But I think a lot of these shows, they want you to kind of move teams up and down by the week. And that's not really how power ratings work. There's a difference between a rating system and your personal power rankings. Those are two completely different things. An odds maker is not going to elevate Green Bay to the third best team in football. But if you're making a list and you're reacting to a week one result or an entire week of games, sure, you could say the Packers are a top three team. But the guys in Vegas do not view Green Bay as a top three team, at least yet.
All right. Certainly fair. All right. A few good ones there. I'm going to start number three. Bryce is bad again. We got one game, and it's the Bryce Young at the start of last year. It's going to be a repeat, and maybe he'll turn it around and be okay at the end of the season, but he'll probably get benched again. Yeah, it's just all going to be a repeat. It's that easy of 2024. So we got the bad Bryce Young again. Let's keep that game and point out that context. You have a delay. Nobody's even paying attention to what's going on because you're watching that afternoon slate, and there were a couple high profile games. People were sweating Survivor with Denver. Of course, the Lions and the Packers paying close attention. The Niners and Seahawks are very close games, and people didn't even realize when that game resumed. But are we sure we want to go that far? Tet McMillan actually looked pretty good for a rookie in his first game as a receiver. Like, in that offense, I was pleased with what I saw there. The Cardinals go from 4.5 to 7. I'm sorry. I may have missed it. I missed this great Kyler Murray performance against maybe the worst team in football at the Saints. 163 yards for Kyler. Kyler's better on the road. Now he's going home, and they are touchdown favorites once again. Okay. Bryce bad again. Overreaction number three. Overreaction number two. You kind of mentioned it there. Say Daboll is dead. We go from the look ahead, Dallas minus three, to now Dallas minus six. 60 minutes of football. This line moves a full field goal. One key number to another secondary key number. Okay, I agree with your thought process on Russ. If that's what we're doing, we're just fading the Giants. And I agree with the idea that, hey, Dallas didn't look that bad on Thursday night against the Philadelphia Eagles, but that was without Jalen Carter. Keep that in mind. And yeah, I don't think Lamb's going to have a bunch of drops every game, but this is a divisional matchup. You look at their two matchups last year, both one-score games. Dallas won both of them. But the first one, 20-15, the second, 27-20. You probably want to throw out that 27-20 game because that was Cooper Rush and Drew Lock starting. But the first game was Dak and Daniel Jones, and that was a five-point game. Interesting. So this now passes five, and we're out to six. That's an overreaction, 3-6, that the Giants are completely dead in the water this year. Number one overreaction, Lions losers again. The Lions win total goes from 10.5 to some spots, 8.5, juice to the over. Off that result against, according to many, a top three NFL team. Wait, what? They weren't supposed to be in that game. The Packers are so great. Which one is it? Pick a lane. The Lions go from co-favorites with Green Bay to the distant third best team in the NFC North, according to the market. I'm not telling you to bet to buy the Lions. I'm not saying bet them in any way. I was under 10.5, But boy, is that an overreaction. First game with the new coordinators, and you're on the road at one of the better teams in football in the division. That was going to be a rough spot, going wild from Micah Parsons. That's the number one overreaction for me, the Lions. Lions going to a distant third favorite in the NFC North, Cowboys -3 to -6, and fade the Carolina Panthers hardcore. Those are my top three, Sam.
So spinning off of your third one on Carolina, because that's sort of interesting. I understand wholeheartedly where you're coming from. There's a 7 at Circa right now with the Panthers. Every other book is 6.5. Are we betting Carolina on Sunday? Assuming we get to 7 eventually, is that a buy? Yeah.
We get to 7, I'm thinking that's a buy. Yeah.
Okay.
Kyler at home. Kyler unimpressive last week. And I think doesn't mean Bryce is going to be what he was at the end of last year based on this. That was a weird situation going against Jacksonville. And I'll admit, that's not the toughest of matchups. He should have had a lot more success. I'll agree with that point. But I think we're going too far. Boy, what an advantageous way to start the season. You get New Orleans and you get Carolina. I mean, they really helped Arizona at the beginning here with the schedule. But 7, that's too many.
Yeah, I agree. I also think Detroit is going to be a wise guy play. This line in Vegas opened up 4.5 against Chicago. I see 6s now. They're laying Detroit, yep. And I don't think they're going to stop.
There's a lot going on. We could talk about Indy, too. That went right through the 3. In that matchup. A lot of overreaction. We'll talk live dogs and teasers next. You've got the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live on X this hour. Coming up next hour, I have a couple of guests joining us. Eric Kratz, Caroline Fenton will drop by as well, talking some college football with her. We always wrap the show with our lightning bets. Thanks for hanging out. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Wednesday morning. Get to live dogs and teasers in a couple moments. I know a lot of our audience consumes via the podcast, Sam, whenever they have time later in the day, sometimes the following day. It's always funny to see, like, you'll get random tweets throughout the day, like, oh, you just must have listened, maybe on the Odyssey app or via the podcast. If you do check out the podcast, give us 5 stars. Tell a friend about it for this football season. Hopefully they'll enjoy it as much as you do. Leave a rating and a review. We always like to see those numbers go up and appreciate any sort of feedback on the show.
Absolutely. We love the reviews, especially when you drag Jake. If you drag Jake, yes, we will read it.
Yeah. Okay. So if you got something to say about Jake, could be anything. I'll even say that you could make a positive comment. Now Jake's actually going to leave a review because I guarantee you he hasn't. Even if you have a positive comment, which would be quite shocking, please make sure you leave it leave it there for the show, and we will read it on the show. All right, live dogs and teasers. I got to say, one reason I was happy that we turned from week one to week two, I'm like, one, you get sick of talking about the same games, but I liked way too many games. I liked an uncomfortable amount of games. So, you know, a lot of times, okay, let's just turn the page already. Like, once you end up talking about a game enough, you end up loving it, even if you only liked it to start. I noticed that with live dogs. As I was going through the live dogs, okay, I have a solid list, more consolidated list. Typically the number of teams that I normally like on a regular week, not just like every dog that is possibly out there. When we talk live dogs, based on our conversation, I don't think we begin on Sunday. We have to begin tomorrow. If we like the Commanders ATS, we're saying that there's this overreaction on Green Bay a little bit. Give me the better quarterback getting more than a field goal. We like Washington as a live dog, right?
Absolutely. I have even thought about taking the money line, but I will probably just find myself taking the 3.5 just in case the Packers win 24-23 or something like that. I try not to get too greedy, but you're starting to see these 3.5s. If you like the dog, they're getting expensive. So at BetMGM, to take the 3.5, you got to lay $1.15 now. Okay, got it. And other books, Circa, Chris, already down to 3. So the hooks are disappearing. Buckeye has a juice 3 on Green Bay, 3 minus 125. So you're seeing these sharper books come off the 3.5. Mm-hmm. That's good for us, I would think, to see the line go from 3.5 to 3. Of course it is. And then you see, you know, books like Superbook, 3.5 even money if you want to take the Packers. So that plus 3.5 is minus 120. The hooks are getting expensive, which is usually a sign that the hooks are going to go away. BetMGM is still 3.5 minus 105. But I would not be surprised at all if we got closer to kickoff tomorrow and we see this game painted 3. Would not surprise me. I really can't wait. I said this earlier. Cannot wait for the Micah Parsons and Jaden Daniels chess match. And I think Washington has a lot to like offensively. If they can run the ball and win the TOP, that ever-important time of possession, I can't wait for the potential to see a Jaden Daniels and Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, say that 8 times fast. Cannot wait to see that battle unfold on Thursday night. But I will probably be on the Commanders, and that will only be escalated when we get the email tomorrow morning and Paul puts it in the rundown that the Green Bay Packers minus 3, 3.5, number one bet at BetMGM. I can already see it coming. So can you, I'm sure.
Have you bet it?
No, have not. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm waiting.
I feel like we have to do it now based on everything that you're saying.
Fine.
Let me see. What's the best? Yeah, I mean, you're right. Those 3.5s are going to go away just about everywhere, just based on where we're headed. Now, tomorrow, we're not going to see a juice 3, will we? Not at minus $1.20. They're just going to want – well, it's not going to deter anybody. They're going to bet it no matter what.
So I have the ability, because I do bet in a couple places that always need dog action. These are books that a lot of favorites get bet. And these are books where people will parlay the Packers with the Rams or the Packers with the Lions, you know, two favorites. Oh, let's just parlay them together. So I can get pretty decent dog money line prices. The highest that I see in the market, 160. Yeah, 160 is the highest that I can see at most sports books. But there are some PPHs, Joe, that give you the Commanders at plus 165 on the money line. Do you think they need some Commanders money line action? I think they do.
So you're looking money line.
I wasn't even going to do it, and then you got me to log in, and here I am. Like, oh, because the first thing that jumps out to me is the money line price.
Because this book does its spread, money line, total, bang, bang, bang. So I can see them all at the same time. It's very nicely laid out. And this book has Green Bay -3, -0.25. But then the money line is -190, which is on the high side. You would think that it would not be that way, because if the line is 3, the money line would be cheaper. But this book is already juicing the hell out of the favorite on the money line.
Okay, let's jump to Sunday. I've got a couple of games written down that we have discussed, which we can hit again, you know, and we'll be discussing them all week. But for this segment, there's a game that I ended up jotting down that we have not discussed at all this week. And I don't know if it came to me this morning or what it was, and just thinking about the performance of both of these teams, like, you know what? Nobody's going to bet it, but I think this dog might be live here. What did Gertz say? What was his 10 toes down last week?
The Rams are dead, in so many words.
Titans, Cam Ward, at home. They're a live dog against the Rams on the road. Was unimpressed with that Rams offense that I heard so much about all offseason. Cam Ward has a better performance if his receivers can actually catch the football. He had the toughest matchup on the road against that top-notch defense in your first game. We're going to see a better version of Cam Ward. I think the Titans are alive.
Are you going to take the Titans at +215? Really?
Let's see. I think we can get there, though. I think so. I certainly like the +6 that is now available.
Oh, man. We're going to end up at the end of this segment with a nice 3-leg money line parlay. So already we've got the Commanders. If we were going to do this and play this forward, Commanders, and let me check another box on the Titans. So if we do Commanders to win, Titans to win, we're already at plus, ooh, I don't like that number, +666. Do not like that number. Abort.
No. We're out.
No. Wait, out.
We
I'm
fade
out.
It?
I don't know. I liked it, and then I saw, what? Really? They couldn't do 665 or 667? They had to do +666? I don't like that one bit. Nope. I actually might power this computer down now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you guys this. As someone who was like pulling for the Titans to knock out a bunch of people in Survivor, it felt pretty helpless with them needing to score points. So it's going to be miserable. I think I might be on it as well, but it's going to be miserable.
And it is another tough defense too.
That's the reason it's a tough. I'll probably, like, if sixes are in contests, I'll probably have some of that, but it's going to be tough for me to get there on the money line.
To win? Okay.
So I thought for sure when you were talking about an ugly dog, there are plenty of ugly dogs, because you have – this is what happens. You have ugly dogs that look awful in one game. Titans come to mind. I mean, they covered, but they looked bad. They couldn't score, to Paul's point. I thought for sure when you were going to tee up a dog, I thought you were going to say the Giants on the money line, because I know that you're trying to speak it into existence with Jackson Dart, and that's all fine and dandy. It would not shock me at all if the Dallas Cowboys lost again. And then we hear about it, and why did they trade Parsons, and Schottenheimer's a dud, and Dak's cooked, even though Dak was just fine in week one. It is funny, because my initial thought yesterday was, oh, well, Cowboys are probably a decent Survivor League. And I wake up on Wednesday and want no part of that. None.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
None.
I've heard that a lot over the last couple of days. Oh, Cowboys, when else are you going to use them? They're not losing to the Giants. They're not losing to Russ.
Oh, they could. Oh, they could.
Of course they could. Absolutely. You think that defense is going to play that well again? We had no trust in them a week ago, and now they're fine because they did okay against the Eagles.
I have a question. Do you think the Giants' best defensive lineman is going to spit on Dak Prescott?
Will Dexter Lord spit on Dak Prescott? I don't think that's going to happen.
If he does, I no longer like the Giants as much as I would if he did not spit in Dak's face. Look, the wise guys, as wrong as they were week one on the Giants, I don't think they're fundamentally incorrect with the weaponry and with the team. I just think they have to move on from Russ. Because really, yes, that's the one equalizer. When the left tackle got ruled out, Andrew Thomas, Costos and I were on the air on Sunday. And I was talking about the Giants, and we had wise guys come on this show, and I was calling guys that loved the Giants plus six. Nick said when Thomas got ruled out, he was out. Mm-hmm. And that ended up being a pretty big deal. A revolving door at left tackle and a quarterback that just can't move like he used to. But if they make a change in that second half, and maybe we see a little bit more Dart, maybe we get there. So I thought you were going to bring up the Giants. The team that I like, I think you're onto something potentially with Carolina. Do I want to get there on the money line, though? That's the problem, because this is a live dog segment. Ideally, we're talking dogs that could win outright. Carolina on the money line, best price you can find at Arizona is plus 259 at Chris. Most books about plus 240, plus 250. I like the 6.5, 7. I may get there on the money line when we get closer to the weekend. We'll see.
You could also take this as a segment where we're telling you big favorites to avoid in Survivor too, right? Because sure. Dallas is going to be popular. Arizona is going to be popular after that Bryce Young performance. Yeah, I like that. I like that. The more and more I think about it. All right, a couple of shorter numbers. You tell me which one you like more. I got a 2.5 and a 3.5. Jacksonville at Cincinnati. That's the 3.5 number. Or Tampa Bay at Houston. Couple of shorter road dogs.
Probably Tampa. Houston's offensive line, man, is so bad. And I think that was pedestaled a little bit because the Rams do have a pretty decent defensive front, especially on the line. That Houston O-line's a problem. And I think that could be something that needs to be chronicled a little bit more. There's a lot of talk about C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins and all the weapons and all that, but they can't run the ball. And if they can't protect C.J. Stroud, could be a long year. I may have been a year early on the shorting of the Texans because I did it last year. I think it was right size, wrong shape. That O-line is horrible. Could be the worst in the league. I mean, they were 31st in the league in Pro Football Focus coming into the summer. So not far off from being the worst in the league already.
While you're concerned about the Houston offensive line, which is certainly valid, I'm concerned about that Texans offense in general. I don't have a lot of trust that they're going to be able to put up a lot of points. But if there's a game for C.J. Stroud to get right, this is the spot going against that Bucs secondary. But you're right, that matchup, that Houston O-line against Vita Vea and company, That might be trouble there for Houston rather as a home favorite. That number just short of a field goal. So yeah, I think there are a handful of other ones. Was there anything else that jumped out to you? I mean, those were we hit all five that came to mind for me.
Do you know the type of player that Detroit has struggled with over the years? Mobile quarterback, Justin Fields, Caleb Williams. Those Bears-Lions games last few years have been very, very tight. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Caleb ran a lot more than I was expecting him to. All right. We'll continue talking about that and the week two line moves. We didn't get to teasers either. That's next. BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree, Dan Quinn. Sit Micah Parsons. There you go. How about that angle? Dan Quinn going against Micah Parsons in this matchup. Didn't consider that one. But he knows all about the impact that Parsons can have on any game. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, we are with you live on X this hour. Bet_sweats. If you want to check the account there. Call to action. Make sure that you subscribe to the BetMGM Network on YouTube. We are here live weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. If you're joining us on X, the entire show, all 3 hours every day, broadcast live on YouTube. So the BetMGM Network page, make sure you click subscribe and hit that like button. If you're sitting there on YouTube, hit that like button. We would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's get to some line moves. We'll also look at some teasers. But first, Sam, let's hit on these line moves because I find it interesting. Handful of games, like almost half the card, we've seen significant line movement. A couple of games we've already addressed, which we will circle back to. But here's another one that we have not talked about. How about Buffalo? If I were to tell you there's reaction on Buffalo, I think you would probably assume it was that miraculous comeback and how great Josh Allen was in on the game. Oh, quite the opposite, my friend. It is on the Jets. It was a positive reaction for what we saw out of Justin Fields. I don't know if it was the opener or the look ahead. I think it was the look ahead and the opener.
The opener was 7.5 in Vegas.
Oh, okay. So the look ahead was 8.5 on this game. They go through the 7. We are at 6.5. Am I insane for thinking, oh, that's 6.5? I just keeps flashing at me with the Bills. I know they're coming off a big game Sunday night, emotional high at home, all that stuff. But man, 6.5, are people going too far in what Justin Fields did?
GRP's on the Jets. Does that change the way you feel?
It's it helps me get to what I was suggesting. Buffalo -6.5.
They're not losing the game, but I also don't want to put the Bills in survivor. I need them. I need them, I believe, down the road. That would be a team I would not like to burn early. If I think they're my second, well, not think, I have them as my second best team in the NFL. It's funny how that works, though, that conversation about power ratings and all that, because I came into the season saying Baltimore 1 and Buffalo 2, and then Buffalo squeaks out a win over Baltimore. And you got guys on national TV now. Okay, now Buffalo's the best team, and Baltimore's the fourth best team. Mm-hmm. Got it. That makes total sense. If anything, I think I was more impressed with the way Baltimore played for three quarters. But you got to finish in this league. I changed nothing in the power ratings. And if that game were to happen again tomorrow, the line would probably be the same. Right? I mean, if Baltimore's at Buffalo, what's the number? Baltimore would probably still be a very, very small favorite, -1. Because Baltimore was in total control for, 45, 50 minutes. And I love Buffalo. That's my Super Bowl pick. Anyways, Buffalo wins. Buffalo teaser? Buffalo down to a pick 'em. With what? What are you hooking Buffalo with? I would go, dare I say it? Dare I go Indianapolis 2.5 to 8.5 at home against Denver? A Buffalo Indianapolis 6-point teaser. Who blows that one up?
Buffalo to Indianapolis. Indianapolis I had written down. I did not have Buffalo marked down. But I agree with it. Absolutely, I agree with it. Okay, let me ask you, let me throw a couple other teaser legs at you since you brought us there with Indy and Buffalo. Would you tease the Chiefs in Arrowhead getting 7.5?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even though it's Philly on the other side, I'm like, I get Pat Mahomes, I get more than a touchdown. All they do is play in one score games. They finally lost a one score game on Friday, but I don't see them getting blown out at home against the Eagles.
Especially at home. Yeah. I do remember, not to bring everything back to Buffalo, but I do remember last year, I only teased Kansas City one time. And that was when they were catching 2.5 at Buffalo. And I knocked it up to 8.5. And that was the game that Allen had the rushing touchdown when all he had to do was go down, but he went in and he scored the touchdown at the end. I was so mad. I was so mad in that game because the Chiefs were inside the teaser the whole time. And then Josh Allen decided, I'm going to be the MVP. I'm going to actually score this touchdown from, what, 30 yards or whatever on the ground. Mm-hmm. The things we remember, Joe, the things we remember. But to spin it forward, yeah, I mean, you could take that 1.5 through the 6 and 7. Yeah, that's a pretty good leg right there, buddy.
Okay, what about, okay, we were just talking about Tampa Bay, Houston. You can get Tampa Bay through the 3, through the 7, to the 8.5. Tampa Bay plus 8.5 at Houston. Is that a play against a, I say, weak Texans offense?
Yeah. I mean, fundamentally, it makes total sense. I mean, that's what you want to do. Yeah. You want to go through 3, 7, and I've talked more and more the last couple of years about getting through the 8 because the 8 is a lot more important now the way teams go for 2, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, that makes sense. Baker Mayfield in that offense catching over a touchdown. Yeah. Yeah, I could be there for sure. You got 2 Monday night games this week. I just realized that.
I know.
A doubleheader Monday night. How did I just realize that?
There's a handful of them this year. I want to say there's one in week 4 or 5 coming up as well. So, yeah, week 2, they give us 2 Monday night games. The first one, the earlier start, and then I think 6 and 9 Central time. Yeah, really? 9, 10 Eastern for the second one? A bit much. Come on. We can do better than that. The only other teaser leg I wrote down, and I'm curious on your reaction because you're fading this team. You get New England up to 7.5 at Miami. What do you think?
I mean, it certainly changes the calculus, doesn't it? I like Miami just to win, though. I laid 1 yesterday. I would not I would not like Miami -7.5 for sure.
Okay. Yeah. No, definitely not. That would not be the case there. Some other line moves. Did you see they came in on Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Paul was talking about this yesterday. Paul likes the points with Cleveland, right, Paulie? Aren't you take, would you take 12? Or did you pull the trigger? Or are you waiting? Oh, the mute monster.
Damn.
You, I don't think it's always something on this show. It's always something.
Too early.
But I think this is a tricky, I mean, I don't know. Ravens hold on. This number's probably takes a couple points higher, but I don't know. Just double digits with that Browns defense just seems like a lot in a divisional game.
It is a lot.
Yeah. So I'll be considering the Browns. I don't think it's coming through double digits, I'll say that. I thought
Joe was going to say tease it through the 17. I was going to laugh so hard. Get it?
I'm in a temperance season week. He's got to do it. Browns.
You got to do 20. Browns. Yeah, you got to go 21.5.
I'm so jealous of this 10-point teaser league that you're in. It's so great. I mean, that's right in my alley. You know, that's right there for me.
You know what? Had 7 written down. 6 of them were good. But I put the Dolphins in as 1 of my 4. So we're off to a great start this year, guys. God, I'm annoyed.
So what has to happen? You have to hit every leg?
Yeah. Yeah, and ties or losses. So,
ooh.
Like 2.5s are good. you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, I used to hate when the bookie would do that. He let you tease, but then if you tied, you lost.
Yeah.
Which I later learned in life is not fair, but life also isn't fair.
Same thing in Survivor. Tie is loss. A way to get people knocked out.
It's not, though. It's not. You didn't lose. Yeah. Like, that's not. I know. That's stupid.
Yeah. And you'll get like one or two ties all year. Oh, that's a bad. See, I haven't been knocked out that way. That would send me in a tailspin if I were to do that.
Don't think I've ever been knocked out on a tie. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, knock on wood for that.
Oh here yeah. We go. Don't do that. Another line move we need to talk about that we haven't. Like, we hit on Detroit moving from 4.5 to 6. We talked about the Arizona move up to a touchdown at some spots. But what about this one? In favor of the Colts. See, this one, I don't know. Because I was not impressed with Bo Nix in Denver. I don't think anybody was at all. And you have to be impressed with what the Colts did. They go from +3.5 to under a field goal down to, I see, 1.5 now. Against Denver. What do we think about that move, 2 points through the three?
I understand the shortage of Bo Nix. I have my concerns, though, that this Denver defense is way too cheap. And look, the Colts were able to run the ball all day against Miami. Don't think that's going to be the case against Denver. And Denver, perceptionally, is a little bit low. I mean, we were talking yesterday. We had a national NFL writer on Will Brinson, and he's like, I'm concerned about Bo Nix. There is such a thing, though, as over concern. If everybody's concerned, I'm no longer concerned. So while I did just bring up the Colts in a teaser getting through 7 and 8, it's a different story at Denver -2. It really is for me. And there's a 1.5 right now offshore. Man, that's a low number.
As a Denver hater, I'm going to be on the Broncos this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. I understand why. Everybody. Hey, it's still Daniel Jones. It's still the Indianapolis Colts.
Like, yeah, sack, fumble, scoop, and score. Like, that would concern me about a teaser. Like, that. I just think the Colts can do absolutely
Miami
nothing.
Defense. That Miami defense to this defense, that is a world of difference. Joe O, Sammy P on BetSweats. If you've been watching on X, we'll continue for another hour. BetMGMNetwork.com. Check us out on YouTube as well. Eric Kratz, Foul Territory, drops by next. This is the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.